So today's daf is Psachim Daf Yud. Okay, we're going to start from the bottom of Psachim Daf Tes Amud Beis. We're going to really the last line where we said that if you have two bundles, one of matzah, or two packages, one of matzah and one of chametz, and you have two houses, one that's searched and one that's not searched, and you have two mice, and one takes one package, one takes the other package, or the other bundle. And we can assume that the bundle of chametz was taken to the house that wasn't searched, and the bundle of matzah that was taken to the house that was searched, similar to if you have two boxes, one box of truma, one box of chulin, of non-truma, and you have the truma food and chulin food, and one fell into one, and you assume the chulin fell into the chulin, and truma fell into the truma. So Gemara says this is consistent. So the Gemara says, and that would prove the case of the chametz case. Now, if they want to know what's the halacha of the chametz matzah case, so you say, learn from the truma case. So the Gemara says, Amor de Amrinan she'ani omer b'truma derabbanon b'chametz deraisa mi amrinan. So the Gemara says that, no, maybe that halacha, if you have truma falling into a box and chulin fall into a box of other food, and we're going to assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin, that's because truma is derabbana nowadays. Truma is not deoraisa, because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was invalidated, and therefore it's only midrabbana. It's a debate among the Tanaim. But, okay, so but chametz, which is a Torah prohibition, why would we rely on the fact that the mouse took the chametz into the unchecked house and took the matzah into the checked house? So the Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says, No, the cases actually are comparable. Why? Because we're talking about a situation where you do bitul chametz. We do at least two things to get rid of our chametz, mentally and physically. Mentally, we get rid of the chametz through bitul chametz. Now that, once we do that, then bedikas chametz is only midrabanan. And therefore, since we're only dealing with the drabana, we can be lenient and assume that the mouse that took the chametz in his mouth entered into the house that wasn't searched, and the mouse that took the matzah in its mouth entered into the house that was searched, and you don't need to search that house again. Gemara is now going to discuss a mouse that brought in chametz to one of two houses. Let's say you have one bundle of chametz, and in front of the mouse is two searched houses. V'asa achbar v'shaka. And the mouse came and took the chametz and entered into one of the houses. And you don't know if the mouse entered into this house or the other house. So perhaps we can resolve this question and learn it like what was said regarding Tuma with two paths. So what does that mean? What's the case? Did not. Because we're learning a Mishnah in Maseches Taros. Let's say there are two paths. One of the paths is Tameh with Tumas Mace, that there is a kever, that there is a kever in one of them, on the whole width of the path. And anyone who passes by that path is definitely going to be Mahil, is definitely going to be an Ohel over the corpse, and therefore will become Tameh. Remember, we mentioned that Tumas Ohel can be one of two things. It can either be that you're in the same Ohel, the same tent as the mace, like when you go to a funeral and the coffin is there, or it's where you actually become the Ohel, the tent over the mace. You walk over the mace. So we're talking about the latter in this case. And so you have one of them is Tameh. Ve'echatar, one of the paths is Tahor. V'halach ve'echad mehem. And you walked in one of the paths, on one of these paths, and then you touched tahor items. So then, like tahor foods, We know that someone who is, if you are tame, then you are mitame food with your tuma. A rishon latuma. If you're tame, then you can be mitame. A corpse is mitame a person and kalim. So let's say the person becomes a rishon latuma, and the person can be mitame food. So you walked on one of these paths, and then you touch food, tahor food. So ubacha ver mahalach basheni vasa taros, and a second guy also went one of these two paths, the other path, and he also touched tahor food. So you know that one of these foods is definitely tameh, and one of these foods is definitely tahor, because one of these people definitely went on a tameh path. You don't know which one. If each person asks the question by himself, individually, then they're both tahor. Why? This is like a pure halachic reason. Even though you know for sure that someone walked in a tamei path, nevertheless, you can only resolve since these paths are reshus harabim, they're in the public domain. And there's a halacha which says safek tuma b'reshus harabim tahor. That if there's a doubt of tuma and it's a public domain, then it's tahor. That's just a ritual halacha. There's no logic to it. It's based on a psukim. And therefore, each one would come separately, and therefore each one would be told that it's tahor. However, babas achas tameya. If they came together, both of them would be tame. Why? Because you have to give one ruling. You cannot say that both of them are tahor. It cannot be correct. Because one of them definitely went in a tame path. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Kach Ben Kach Tameh. Rabbi Yossi says that no, even if they came together, even if they came one after the other or together, then they're both Tameh. Amar Rava. So now we're going to try to explain this debate. Vitei Rav Yochanan. Some say Rava explained the debate, some say Rav Yochanan explained the debate. V'basach is Divrei Kol Tameh. If they come at once, everyone agrees that they're Tameh. V'zach is Divrei Kol Tahorim. He says that if they come one after the other, then they're both Tahor. Lo Nechlechu Ella. The only debate is if I come and I ask about myself and my friend. So Rav Yossi Madamele Libasachas, Yossi says, well, you're asking about both people at once. So therefore, either both are Tameh or both are Tahor. And you could definitely, since you cannot say definitely both are Tahor, you have to say both are Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Medame Le Zachar Zeh. Rabbi Yehuda compares it to a case where they came one after the other, because there's only one person who's asking. So you only need to say, you're Tahor, Misafik. And therefore, it would be understood that also the friend is Tahor, Misafik. So that's the nature of the debate. And the same thing would apply to our doubt when it comes to Chametz. That if they come, each one individually, and they say, right, each one comes individually, that you know that a mouse came into one, brought chametz into one of these two places. So if you ask the question individually, so then both houses would be fine. Because it's only, the mitzvah of bedikah is only midrabanan, so we could be lenient. If they came together as once, if you came together at once, both the owners of both houses came at once, then you can't, you cannot say both of them are that you cannot exempt them from searching for chametz. So therefore, you have to tell them that they're both obligated to search for chametz. The Gemara is now going to discuss the case of a mouse who took chametz, and it's not clear whether you entered into the house. Safek ol, safek lo ol. Let's say there's a doubt as to whether the mouse took the chametz, but you're not sure whether he went into the house or not. I know, because this is like the halacha that was said in the valley. Will be flukes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. This is like the debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. Ah, what's this debate? It's not. Let's say you entered into a Bika Valley. That's where you have a lot of fields that are near each other in the rainy season. So in the rainy season, since the Rishus HaRavim will not, the people don't walk there in the rainy season, because basically the fields are, the crops are growing there, and so no one's going to walk there. So that has a status of Rishus HaYachid. V'tuma b'sada plonis. And there is a corpse in a particular field, and every field, and you don't know where the tuma is, where the corpse is. And someone said, I walked in this particular valley with a lot of fields. I don't know whether I enter into this field or not. Rabbi Lezer mitahir chomer tamim. So debate whether you're tahor or you're tamei. Rabbi Lezer says you're tahor, and Rabbi Chaim says you're tamei. Why? Because the Chaim say that what safek tuma v'rishus hayachid tamei. By the way, that we learned that halacha from the case of Sota. Right? What do we say if a woman, she was misyached, she was misyached with a man, she secluded herself with a man, and we don't know for sure whether she had relations. So since that was, so she is a state of tumah until we do the whole Sota ritual. So there, that's how we learn safek tumah v'rishus hayachid. It's a doubt whether she actually had relations, and so that is the safek tumah v'rishus hayachid. That you're Tamei, and that's the Chavim's position. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you are Tahor in this case? Shehayu Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Safek Bia Tahor. Safek Mag, right? So he says that when there's a Safek, if the person entered into a place of Tuma, so then the Safek, then you're Tahor, even Rosh Hashayachid. Why? Because the Safek, because it's a Sfek Sfeka. It's one suffix, it's one doubt whether the mouse entered there. And the second question, the second doubt is whether he went over the tumah or not. Right? So there are two different potential tumas there. A sfeikos there, so the sfeik sfeika. And that's, and only if you know for sure, if you know for sure that the person entered into this field where there was a corpse there, then suffix maga tumah tamay. Then we say he's tamay. But if you don't know whether he went into the field, then you have a fake, a double doubt. Did he go into the field? And even if he went to the field, was he ma'ahil? Did he walk over the corpse? So from this, you can learn also the suffix when it comes to chametz. That as long as it's not known that the mouse entered into the house, we're not concerned that maybe the mouse entered the house and brought chametz. And even the chacham who hold that suffix bia birshus hayachid is tamay, that even though they are stringent when it comes to tuma, they will admit by chametz. Why? Because the obligation of bidikas chametz only means rabbanon, and therefore we can rely on the suffix to be lenient and say he may have not entered into the house to begin with. Another case, let's say you have chametz that was lost in the house, and it wasn't found in bidika. Right? It's always nerve-wracking. Where the mouse entered into the house. So all ubadak lo ashkach. So let's say the mouse enters into the house, and with chametz, and you searched the house, the entire house for chametz, you didn't find it. Closer to Meir Rabbanon. So this is like the debate between Meir and Rabbanon when it comes to tuma. Did not. Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer kol davar shecheskas tuma la olam hu betumas avashivada lacha hatuma hechani. Rabbi Meir said that everything is in a status of tuma. For example, let's say you have a pile of stones that you know that there is a kezias of the flesh of a corpse. So we assume that the pile of stones is always in a state of tuma until you know exactly where the tuma is. So even if you searched in the pile of stones, you didn't find the tuma, there is a presumption of tuma in this pile of stones, and as long as you're ma'ahil over it, you walk over the pile of stones, then we say that you are tamei tumas meis. V'chomerim bodeg ad shemegil esel l'karka besula. Chomerim say that you search in the whole pile of stones and in the ground underneath, and you dig until you reach rock or till virgin soil that never moved from its place, and soil that wasn't turned over. It wasn't worked on, so you dig a little deep. And if you don't find tumah there, then you can assume that it was eaten or was taken away, and the place is tahor. And again, you can learn from this case that chametz that a mouse brought into the house, you can't find it, and you search the house with bidika, you're not concerned. And even Meir says that the tumah doesn't leave that area, that he would admit by chametz, because that's only midrabanan. So, okay, similar situation. Now the Gemara is going to do another case. The Gemara wants to know how much do you have to search the house where a mouse entered into it. So olu badak vashkach. Let's say you went into the house. So let's say a mouse went into the house with the chametz, and you searched for the chametz, and you found the bread, but you don't know whether it's the same bread. right? You don't know whether it's the same bread. So can you assume that, again, it's a searched house where you saw a mouse bring a piece of chametz into the house, and you find, and then you go, you search the house, you find a piece of chametz in the house. Do you have to search the whole house, or can you assume the piece of bread that you found is the bread that the mouse brought in? This is Pluksa de Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. So this is also related to the debate between Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel in it when it comes to Tuma. De Tanya, Sada Sheneva Bo Kever. Let's say you have a field that the you don't know where the kever is, where the grave is. Hanichas Hatocha Tameh, and if you go in, let's say you go into the field, then you are Tameh out of doubt, because maybe you were Mahahil, you served as an ohel over the corpse, over the grave. Nimtza b'kever, let's say afterwards the grave was found. Hanichnas l'tocha tahor, if you go into the kever, you go into the field, not in the place of the kever, then you're tahor. Why? Shani omer, kever sha'ava hu kever shenimtza. So if you don't find the kever, but you find a kever, you find a grave, so you can assume that the grave that was lost, you knew there was a grave there, you didn't know its identity, then you find the grave. You could assume that that grave is the grave that you lost the location. Rishigamalil says you search the whole field. So you could say the same thing according to when it comes to chametz. According to Meir, certainly once you find the chametz, you can rely that's the chametz that the mouse brought in, just like with the field and the kever. The kever that you locate is the kever that was lost, and the kever that you couldn't find before. And even according to Rishon Gamliel, so he wants to say that, here, according to Rishon Gamliel, he would say that the chametz maybe is a different chametz, and therefore you would have to search the whole house. Gemara now is trying to discuss someone who leaves many pieces of bread in the house, and he finds an extra piece, right? Hiniach tesha umatza eser, right? You put out 9 pieces of bread for bedikas chametz, and you only find 10. Okay, you leave 9 pieces of bread after bedika, and then you find 10 pieces. So this is pluksad rabbana. The tanya hiniach mona umatza masayim chulin umaser sheni morom zevazeti verabbi. So let's say you leave $100 zuzim of maaser sheni money somewhere, and then you find 200. So you can assume that the chulin and maaser sheni got mixed with each other. 100 of it is maaser sheni money, and the other 100 is non maaser sheni money. And that's Rebbe's position. And the chacham say kol chulin. The chacham say that no, that all the money is chulin. But since the amount of money that you found is not like the amount of money that you left, you could assume that the first money was taken, and this is new money. In other words, instead of money being added, you're going to say that, no, different money, this is all different money. Same thing when it comes to chametz. According to Rebbe, if you leave 9 pieces of bread somewhere, you find 10 pieces, so you're going to assume that these are the 9 pieces that you left initially, and then one piece was added, and then you don't have to search for any, you don't have to search for the chametz. However, according to the Chachamim, you're concerned that maybe, since there's one more, maybe the 9 pieces were dragged away by a weasel to another place in the house, and 10 pieces were brought by another person, so now you have to search the entire house again. Yiniach eser umatza tesha. Let's say you left 10 pieces of bread, and then afterwards you found only 9 pieces. Hainu Seifa. So this is like the halacha that's learned in the Seifa of the Braisa, the Tanya. Hiniach Masayim Umatza Mona. Let's say you left 200 zuz of Ma'at Hashem, and then you find 100 zuz. So Munach, so he says Mona Munach, Umana Mutal. So you assume, Divrei Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? That probably 100 was taken, and this 100 is left. The chamarim are kol chulin. No, it's all chulin. It's all non ma'aser sheni money, because you assume that the entire 200 was taken, and therefore the same thing would be applied to chametz. That according to Rebbe, we would assume that the 9 pieces that are found there are the pieces that you left there initially, and you need to search for the 10th piece. And once you find the 10th piece, you don't have to look anymore. According to the Chachamim, you have to assume that the 9 pieces are new, and you have to search until you find all 10 pieces. Hiniach bezavi is another case. Hiniach bezavi is umatzu bezavi sacheres. You left the chametz in one corner, and you find it in a different corner. So this is plugsa d'Rav Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanan. This is like the debate between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. D'tanya, we learn in a brisa. Kardam she'avad babayis. Let's say you have an axe that was lost in the house. Habayis tameh. So, and the bias is, and then the bias is tameh. Any kli that's found in the house is tameh. Why? Should the omer adam tameh nichnas l'sham unitalo. So, you are concerned that maybe a person who's tameh entered into the house and he took the and he took this this axe, and while he took this axe, he used all the kalim and made them tameh. So apparently, this is what we're saying. This is actually in Shabbos Daf Tesvav and Beis, where he says that that any suffix kli that's found, so all kalim that you don't know if they are tahor, we can presume that they are tameh. That's also what Tosfos says here. Because the Mishnah says that since he took the axe without permission of the owners, so then he's a different approach. He is Becheskas Rasha. He is presumed to be a wicked person, and a Rasha is worse than an Amaretz, that he is in a Cheskas Tuma. But okay, in any case, we're saying that if you find an axe in one corner, then it's in a different corner. So you assume someone came there and he was Metame all your Kalim. So that is the Rabbanan's position. The house is tahar. Now you don't have to be concerned. Sheni Omer hishilo la'acher v'shachak. I'm going to tell him he's always zuv v'nech v'zev z'acher v'shachak. We can assume that the owners landed to someone else who put it there and he forgot, or he put it from one corner to the corner and he forgot. So the Gemara wants to clarify this debate here a little bit. Zavis ba'dachar shvei. Who mentioned this case of a corner? Where do we get this? Where do you mention all of a sudden about a corner? So, right, like we're asking about if you put chametz in one corner and you find a different corner, where in this axe case is it talking about a corner? So the Gemara says, now you have to reread the Raisa, and it's the following. Kardem shavad v'bayis. So let's say you have an axe that was lost in the house. Habayis tami, the house is tami. That I would say that what a person who's tummy entered there and it took the axe. Or he left the axe in this quarter and he found it in a different quarter. Also in this case, the house is tummy. That I would say that a person who's tummy entered there and he took it from this corner and he put it in a different corner. Rav Shimon Gamliel says in both cases the house is tahor. Sheni Omer, because I would say hishilo la'acher v'shachach, that the Baal HaBayis lent it to another person and forgot it. Oshin told me zavizu v'yinich zavizacher v'shachach, and he took it from this corner and he placed it in a different corner and he forgot. And the same halacha applies if you leave chametz in this corner and you find it in a different corner. That according to the Chachamim, I'm sorry, we are concerned that the mouse moved the chametz from his place. And since we're concerned with the mouse, so we're concerned that maybe it brought other chametz. Once one piece of chametz is now in a different location, then we're concerned the mouse brought another piece of chametz. And this is not the same piece of chametz. And therefore, you need to search. I'm sorry?
How is this case different than the one you just did about? Sounds like it's the same...
No, we're using the case of the axe to answer the question of if you place the chametz in one corner of the house and you find it in a different corner of the house. So that's like this debate with the axe. So we're saying that according to the Rabbanan, we're assuming that just like if in one house you find your axe in one corner and then you find a different corner, then you assume that someone came in and moved your axe and the person may have been tameh. So you're going to assume that a mouse came and moved your chametz, and moved the chametz, or put a different piece of chametz there, and therefore you have to search the house. And Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that, no, you don't assume that a mouse put it there. You assume that you moved it and you forgot about it. The Gemara brings other halachos when it comes to chametz entering the house. Amar Rava, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse entered the house and it has a piece of bread in its mouth. V'nichnas achbar v'matza pirud. And then you came afterwards and you found crumbs. Tzarech b'dika, you still require b'dika. Why? V'nei she'en darko l'sha'achbar l'fara. So you can't assume that it's not the way of the mouse to leave crumbs. And you can't assume that these crumbs belong to the loaf of bread that the mouse brought. Vama Rava also says, Tino she nichnas v'kikar b'yado, a child who entered the house and he has a loaf in his hand. V'nichnas achor matzah peruri, then you find crumbs after where the baby was, the child was. Ein tzarech b'dika, there you don't need b'dika schavet, nei shadarko shetich l'farah, but it's the way of the Tino to leave crumbs, and you can rely on that it was the child who left these crumbs, and these are the crumbs that you found. Boy Rava, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse that entered the house and has a loaf and a piece of a loaf of bread in its mouth. V'achbar yotze v'kikar b'fiv. And then later on, you see a mouse leaving the house, and the mouse has bread in its mouth. Now, what's that lacha? Me and Rina Hainu da'av, Hainu da'nafai. Do you want to say it's the same mouse that went out? Or Debachrinu, maybe it's another mouse. Im titzlomar Hainu da'av, da'av, Hainu da'nafai. If you say it's the same mouse, Achbar loved nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Achbar shachor yotze v'kikar b'fiv mahu. Let's say a white mouse enters in the house and a black mouse leaves the house. What's halacha? Hai vaday achrinahu. Do you say that this loaf is definitely another loaf? Or dilma armuye arme mine. Or maybe it's the same loaf and the first mouse threw that loaf somewhere and the second mouse picked it up and took it out. If you say that it's not the way of mice to take loaves from each other, what about achbar shenichnas v'kikar b'fiv? What about a mouse that enters the house and has a loaf in its mouth? Chulda yotze v'kikar b'fiv. But a weasel leaves the house with the loaf of bread in its mouth. Mahu. What's halacha? Chulda vade me'achbar shekalte odilma achvinahu. Either you say that, yeah, definitely, the weasel definitely took it from the mouse. Or maybe it's another loaf of bread. Why demisa demeachba shekalte achbar fia habamishtecha? That if indeed the weasel took the bread from the mouse, the mouse would be found in the mouth of the mouse because. The mouse would be found in the weasel's mouth because the weasel would take the mouse together with the bread. If you want to say that if the weasel took the bread from the mouse, you would also see the mouse in the weasel's mouth. Then achbar nichtas v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse that entered the house with a loaf of bread in its mouth, and chulda yotza v'kikar achbar v'fi chulda. And indeed, the weasel leaves the house with the loaf and the mouse in its mouth. Ma what's halacha? Hacha by the ihu. Do we say that definitely it took the mouse and the weasel? Well, dilma, or maybe we would say imisa the ihu nihu. If indeed it was the same mouse and loaf. Kikar b'fi achbar mishachach havabai ishtechuche. Then the bread should be found in the mouth of the mouse, not in the mouth of the weasel. Now, there's a case is you find the bread in the mouse and the mouse in the weasel. So is that reason? Right. I'm sorry. The case is you find two things in the mouth of the weasel, the bread and the mouse. And is that reasonable to assume it's the same bread? Or would you say no? If indeed it was the same bread, then bread would be in the mouth of the mouse, and the mouse would be in the mouth of the weasel. Right? Or dilma mishum pius asahu nafal shkalte. Or maybe because of the fear of when the mouse saw the weasel, the mouse dropped the bread and then the weasel picked it up. Teku. So I'm sorry to say that we let all these questions stand and we don't have an answer to any of these questions. Okay. Bye, Rava. So we have another question. Bye, Rava asks, Kikar.
The good thing is I'll know what to ask you there at Pesach.
Thank you. Okay, good. Right. These are the Mechiras Chomet questions that you'll ask me. Okay. Bye, Rava. Rava has the following question. Kikar Bishmei Kobra. So let's say this loaf of bread that's on top of a crossbeam that's under a roof. Tzarech Sum Larido Lo. Oh, in Tzarech. You need to go up and get that loaf of bread. The Rabbanan are not going to burden you to take the ladder and to take it down. Why? Because the chametz is not going to fall by itself from the crossbeam. And so we're not concerned you're going to eat it. And then bitl may be sufficient. Sometimes that the chametz may fall from the crossbeam, and therefore the chametz would say you'd have to go up and take the chametz and burn it. If you want to say that sometimes the bread falls and you might come to eat it. Let's say there's a loaf of bread in your pit that's in your possession. Do you need a ladder to go down and to bring it up? Or you don't need to do that. So obviously here, the bread is not going to leave the pit by itself, right? As opposed to the bread could fall from the crossbeam, but the bread's not going to fall upwards from the bore. Maybe one time you might need to go down to the pit to get some stuff, and they might come to find the bread, and they might come to eat it. So therefore, the Chum will say you have to pick up the bread, and you have to go down, get the bread, and burn it. If you want to say that sometimes you may go down to the board to take care of your needs and then you might come to eat it. What about kika b'finachah? Let's say you find a loaf of bread in the mouth of a snake. Do you need to hire a snake charmer in order to remove the loaf from the nachash's mouth, the snake's mouth? Or maybe you don't need to do that. So Rav is not going to explain the suffix. Do we say that maybe the rabbis require you to use your body physically to search and destroy the chametz, but they're not going to require you to spend money and to hire a snake charmer to get the chametz out of the mouth of the snake? Or maybe no, or maybe there's no difference and you have to spend money in order to hire the snake charmer to get the chametz out of the mouth of the snake. So take you, let this question stand as well. So Mark, this is another question you could ask me if your chametz is in the mouth of a snake on Erev Pesach. We'll talk about what to do. Okay, the Mishnah. The Mishnah now explains the times of Bedikas chametz. Other than, obviously the ideal time is when? The night of the 14th. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, there are three times for Bedikas chametz. Bodkim or Arbasar. We search the night of the 14th. And Barbasa Bishachris, and possibly the 14th day of in the morning, Ubishasa Bir, and the time of Bir Chametz, which is the sixth hour of the 14th. This is according to Rashi's position. There's a debate amongst the Rishonim. The Baal Mor says it's the fifth hour, because it's the end of the fifth, which is the beginning of the sixth. You have to destroy Midrabanan, but Rashi says it's we're talking about the sixth hour. The Chachamim say there are four times. Lo batak or la arbasar. If you didn't search in the night of the 14th, then you don't be yom arbasar. Then you search on the 14th during the day. And lo batak barbasar. If you don't search on the 14th of the day before the time of be or when you're obligated to destroy the chametz, you don't be silcha moed. Then you search during the moed. Here the moed refers to at the time of the destruction of chametz, which is the whole sixth hour. Lo badak b'sil chamoed, if you didn't search during the sixth hour, yivdok lachar moed, you search after the sixth hour, from the beginning of the seventh hour of the 14th until nighttime. But after that, you shouldn't search. The Gemara is going to explain the nature of the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Umashi mishayer, yanichet b'tzidah, k'tish lo yehei tzor p'dika acheres. And whatever is left over from the chametz after you search for chametz, then you should place in a guarded place so you won't have to, so it won't get lost. In which case, you would have to do another bedikas chametz afterwards. Because if you can't find it afterwards, then you may have to assume that maybe a mouse came and took it and scattered chametz all over the house. Okay, the Gemara now is now going to explain this debate between Rabbi Huna and the Chachamim. The Gemara says that my time, Rabbi Huda. What's the reason Rabbi Huda says you need to search for Chamish three times? Rav Chista, Rabba Bar, Rav Huda, Damar Tavayo. Rav Chista, Rabba Huna, both say the following: Kineged Shalosh Hashpasos, like the time it corresponds to three times where it tells you to destroy in the Torah, Shabbat Torah. Lo Yirah Lachal Chametz Lo Yichasa Or, Chametz cannot be seen. Neither can Seor be seen. Shivas Yamim. So the Matzeh Batechem, right? There's Lo Yiraya, and then there's Lo Yimatzeh, and then Ach Beom Rishon Tashvish Somi Batechem. So there are three Lishonos, three terms regarding Hashpasa. Again, making sure you don't have Chametz. One is Chametz cannot be seen. The second is that Chametz cannot be found. And the third is you have to destroy the Chametz. So therefore, we have three. So we learn from here three times. Three possible times to destroy the Chametz. Masi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, but wait, the Brisa says, Rav Yudah Omer, Kol Shelo Badak V'Shoshe Prach Malol L'Shuvein Abodek. Rav Yudah says, anyone who doesn't search for Chametz during these three times, you cannot search anymore. Amo Mikan Ve'Elachu Depligi. So we see that from here and on, he argues, right? They argue. So in other words, the debate is only when it comes to searching for Chametz from the third time and on. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only three times of Bedikah. And if you didn't search during Shas Abir, the sixth hour, you don't search afterwards. And according to the Chachamim, you would search even after that. But according to everyone, you don't need to search for three times. You only need to search once. In other words, we want Rav Chisra and Rabbi Barav Huna want to say, oh, the Pasuk talks about destroying Chametz or Chametz being destroyed three times. So therefore, there are three times when you have to do Bedikah. That's not correct. There is only one time that you need to do Bedikah, and here are three options. So therefore, and in fact, the Gemara brings another text in the Braisa to clarify very clearly that you only need to search for Chametz once. Marzutra Masni Hochi. Marzutra learns it like this. This Braisa like this. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks, Rabbi Yehuda says anyone doesn't search during these three times doesn't search anymore. Alma, they're not arguing on how many times you have to search for Chametz, three times or four times. They're only arguing what's the latest time that you have to search for Chametz. So that can't be based on these three psukim. The three psukim tell you have to search three times. You only have to search once. Even in the first time, he's saying that also Rabbi Yehuda, right, holds that if you didn't search in the first time, then you search in the second time. If you didn't search in the second time, you search in the third time, but you don't have to search all three times. This is the nature of the debate. Mar Savar Mikami Surain Basar Suralo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that only before the time of the prohibition of Chametz, in the seventh hour, the Chamim obligated you to search. But after the Chametz, after Chametz is forbidden, the rabbi said, don't search. Why? Because what are they going to say? Once you start searching for Chametz, let's say Erev Pesach in the afternoon, 3 p.m., you're searching for Chametz, what's going to happen? You're going to find Chametz. Oh, I found Chametz. And instead of destroying it, what are you going to do? You're going to eat it. And then you're going to violate the prohibition. Now, they eat Chametz after this, after, you know, starting from the seventh hour. Rabbanan Savri, Logos, Rabbanans say that we don't make this gezeira. We're not concerned that if you search for Chametz after it's forbidden to search for it, after it's been to eat it, we're not concerned you're going to eat it. We believe that you will destroy it. So the Gemara, okay, and we'll stop here. It's a good place to stop. And we will continue, God willing, with the next daf tomorrow.